Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Is there any other thing that made you want to come on be cut for me?
I don't have a specific answer for you.
I don't know if you know this girl. I know you've been on The Bachelorette a few seasons, but it's a lot of opportunity.
Well, my God, Simon just got me the coolest gift ever. It is Kimopoly.
No one loves me as much as Simon loves her.
Did you guys have sex?
Yes.
Multiple times?
Yes.
Just saying, distance makes you play around.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. All right, welcome to Nightly Pop. We've been proudly offering conditional love to stars since 2018. My God. Hunter is off again, so Aaron
yes,
is back
is.
With us for another
so
ladies' night. Hello.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Everybody was emailing me about these turmeric masks, so
oh my gosh.
I might just bring out beauty tips every night.
Yeah, is this going to be like a lifestyle?
Okay.
It might be.
Okay, all right.
All right, okay. The Bachelorette was back with a new episode tonight, and we have a lot to talk about, as always. But don't worry. No spoilers. We have to get into one of the night's biggest fails, though. Here's how to f*** up a date in less than a minute.
When I found out that you were the Bachelorette, I had to be here.
So what made you want to be on here for me?
First of all, you're obviously absolutely gorgeous. But other than that, to be honest with you, I don't know really anything about you. I know that you're, you know, from Sacramento.
You don't know anything about me?
I don't know you, obviously don't know you on a personal level and don't know your history. You're just so beautiful, and I wanted to get to know you.
Is there any other thing that made you want to come on for me?
I don't have a specific answer for you.
Okay.
We not talk about that. I don't know.
Can we not talk about that? Brandon can't even think of one thing that he likes about me. Like, why are you here?
No.
I just feel like he was really nervous.
He was not nervous.
He
literally was like, first of all, and that was it. There was no second of all. There was no lastly. He just literally did not come to win. This is a competition.
You're trying
to win love, and you just couldn't do it. Like, have you never been on a date
I think
before?
It backfired. He tried to make it seem like he didn't have any other, like, didn't have a different agenda, right? He was like, you're beautiful. I don't know anything about you. I'm not coming in with preconceived notions. And it just backfired, and she was like, well, I want you to have an interest in me. Like, tell me why you're here. So it just didn't work in his favor, but
like,
I think he...
For his defense, like, girl, everybody there to get famous.
Right.
Like, these men are on... They're not on the show to fall in love with you. They're on the show to get their profile raised.
Right.
That's what they're on there for.
I
don't know if you know this, girl. I know you've been on The Bachelorette a few seasons, but... There's a lot of opportunists on the show.
Of course.
So,
and
girl,
also,
I don't know what to say.
A lot of times these guys sign up for the show before they even know
who the Bachelorette is
going to be. So you're lying.
Yeah,
Come up with some better facts. Mm-hmm.
You could have lied better.
Exactly. You could have lied
better. Yeah. Well, it's also good that on the flip side, he doesn't lie very well. So,
you
know. That's a good thing.
He's probably not the winner.
No, definitely
okay.
not.
Okay. It is Kim's 40th birthday celebration. Is kicking off a day early with some fun gifts. She shared her personalized game of Kimopoly, and it has all the cards you would want in a game.
Ha ha. Oh my God. Simon just got me the coolest gift ever. It is Kimopoly. But look at every last thing. That's my first apartment that I ever had. That is our first house that we filmed Keeping Up with the Kardashians in. Momager tax. My first house that I bought. Look at these little things. A weight, a TV, a camera, a hashtag. Okay, I have to read you these chance cards, okay? This one says, pay North security detail $15. Met Gala night, collect $50 from every player. Oh my gosh, is this not so cute?
Wow.
She loved that gift.
No one loves me as much as Simon loves her. That is the most thoughtful, thought out gift I've seen and creative gift I've seen in a very long time.
I think for any woman, if it's something, it doesn't really matter what it is. If it's something that's creative, if it's something that's personal, yeah, we're going to love it. You know what I mean? He could have designed it on paper and took the time to do this on sheet board. And I feel like she would have loved it because you love the attention to detail and things that showcase your personality and your life.
Yeah. And it had every single detail, yeah, from the font of her Skims brand to even a Yeezy I see in there,
yeah,
to knowing where she was born and every address she ever lived in.
Right.
Like, yep. I want that gift. Yeah. I don't think it's too much at all. I think this is such a perfect gift.
They could actually market this. I feel like people would buy it.
Oh yeah.
People would buy this.
100%.
Like the fact that they should start offering personalized Monopoly for people. That's a great gift.
Hopefully Monopoly's watching. And give Nina a check and she'll share it with us. All right, moving. Yeah.
I'll send y'all your own Monopoly game.
She'll send us a game. Anyway, moving on, Courtney Cox still hasn't seen her man during a lockdown. She was on Foy Vance's podcast Vinyl Supper saying she spends every day cooking and hasn't seen the Snow Patrol singer in almost 200 days.
Let's say it's been 150 days. I've cooked 145 of them. And, you know, I haven't seen John in that many days. Like, he left and the next day the whole country shut down.
Interesting.
Okay, is this a little odd not seeing your man for 200 days if you're Courtney Cox?
Yes.
You think
or
so?
Or anybody really?
Yes, I have so many questions. Like, one day in pandemic days is like 1 week.
Yeah.
And like, if I don't see my man in 6 days, like, that's equivalent to 6 weeks, six months. Like, I cannot believe that they're not together. And hello, you're rich. Why aren't you flying a PJ?
Because
out
then the
to
headline would
other?
Be, you know, Courtney Cox during pandemic when so many people don't have any money is hiring a private jet to go out of the country to see her man. I feel like she would get bashed either way.
But even regular people are flying right now. They're flying to wherever.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I love Courtney. Are we checking for her like that, though? Like, about private jets? Like, I feel like they could do it very discreetly. And also, like, there's rapid testing. He could drive.
Drive?
I don't know.
Where's
like,
he gonna drive to?
Oh, right. I know. He's not going to drive. I just wanted
Morgan,
to make sure you
Morgan's
knew that he could drive.
Morgan's like,
he could,
it's called go
across
ahead and get
the
in that
pond.
Ocean.
Morgan, it's across the pond for a reason.
I, for some reason, thought it was closer, but I know.
You thought he was
talking
about London, Georgia?
Yeah. That's exactly what I thought. Thank you, Nina, for being in my head. You know how we are on this show. But they should be seeing each other. There are ways for them to see each other.
Like,
that's a long time.
I completely get it at the beginning of quarantine. None of us really knew how to navigate. People weren't traveling. Like, the airports were empty. Now I do feel like there's definitely a way that she could probably get over there. He could get over here. Now, at this point, there's like something that they could probably figure out. I would probably be dying. But our own Scott, he didn't see his girlfriend for the whole quarantine either.
But Scott was busy working, and then the quarantine of the 2 weeks.
They got jobs
and
too, girl.
Do they really, though? I mean,
I was going to say.
You're so
it's
shady.
It's always the friend's appearance. It's the friend's appearance,
I mean,
and it's always just
money.
The girls.
You know,
that's friends
money.
That's friends PJ money. There's no
excuse. Well, maybe they don't like each other, child. I don't know.
Well, seems fans weren't thrilled with Neo and his wife's PDA. Neo and Crystal were celebrating his birthday in Paradise and decided to do a bit of twerking, butt-slapping, and kissing. And the haters came for Crystal when she posted it. She, of course, responded. Think too much or on
it's
the nose?
Too much. I mean, it's their business.
I'm actually glad to see them in love and kissing on each other because they almost called it quits earlier this year.
Did.
The pandemic saved their relationship. That is her husband. That is his wife. Who cares? And if you're hating on them, you're not a fan.
I'm not trying to call her
out,
but I will say I did go through the comments and there were a lot of people who was like, girl, we don't want me. We don't care. Like, people are kind of saying that she's responding to like maybe one or two bad DMs. DMs, but in general, most people were like, we didn't care that you were twerking on your husband. Yeah. It wasn't even really on our radar. So I don't know if she's responding to one or two people, but the overwhelming majority was like, we give a That's what I saw. I feel like twerking has been completely normalized. Somebody could come in here and twerk right now. I don't think we would look up.
Honestly, my grandmother is talking about twerking, and she's like practicing for my wedding. So it's happening.
There you go.
Child, it's like 7-Eleven. We see it on every corner.
Everywhere.
At this point. I'm not worried about it.
Very normalized.
Twerk on your husband, girl.
All right, we have to take a break. But up next, a 90 Day Fiancé couple gets into a huge fight over cheating. Who would have thought? But was it cheating really?
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara especially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. And in case you missed it, two wrongs might make a right on 90 Day Fiancé the other way. Tim and Mylisa finally hook up, but his cheating past and her latest confession really spoil the mood.
Nice to wake up. First thing I see is you.
It feels good to wake up next to you.
Last night, after several months of not being physical with each other, we had sex.
I think that just says a lot as far as like our progress that we're continuing to make.
I'm kind of curious to know if you have maybe seen other people.
I haven't, honestly.
When I left the States, it was never said that we made the decision of breaking up.
But you haven't seen anybody this entire time that we haven't been together.
I didn't say that.
How'd you meet them?
One of my friends introduced us.
Did you guys have sex?
Yes.
Multiple times?
Yes.
I wish you would have told me before I decided to move here.
Yikes.
Well, you here now, honey.
I mean, if she thought they were broken up, does this really count as cheating?
If the lines are blurred like that and you don't really define the relationship clearly, there is room for miscommunication.
Absolutely. So, this is how I feel. If you want somebody to be wifed up, wife them up. Be clear about your intention. Be clear about what you want. Be clear. Otherwise, you're given an opportunity for her to go elsewhere. And that's what happened. So if you didn't want her to go anywhere, then you should have been very clear on what you wanted from her.
And they were living in different countries, and distance makes you play around.
This conversation should not be happening once he's moved.
Yeah,
so she did that on purpose.
Yeah,
so that was
crazy.
A little sneaky.
Yeah.
I get the motive. He probably wouldn't have
came. Expect so much more.
Yeah, exactly.
Just going
to
nowhere,
mess that
child.
Show. Yeah.
Did you see his smile
really
the morning after? He ain't going nowhere. He was happy, child.
He's
in Columbia.
He's happy. He got what he needed.
Still the best.
He got what he needed. Oh my God. And he's also cheated on her previously with a co-star. And for all of you out there going through a breakup, there is a class for that now. Christina Anstead's ex, Ant Anstead, revealed he's been taking a 5-week breakup recovery course. It's run by a company called Create the Love. And here's some insight from their human connection specialist.
Breakups hurt. So, this course is all about 5 weeks where I support you every day. You get an email from me with a little video from me of my little face, because it's smaller on here. And I talk to you about what we need to do to move forward. And it's planned 5 weeks where we go through the stages of grief and stages of growth, where we build you into a better human than you've ever been. You rise from this. It's $197. It's cheap. Healing should not be special.
$197?
I don't know if I want a message of support from that guy every single day during my breakup.
this but look how friendly and like charismatic he is. Honestly, no. If I was going through a breakup, is I he? Think I might call this guy.
You would?
You know, sometimes your friends are like, oh, you're so hopeless, I have to give up on you. This guy looks like he does not give up on you.
I feel like you might need better friends.
He's paying you.
I looked at the page, you guys, last night, and there's like different programs. There's like motivational things they send you.
You know what you can
breakthroughs.
Do?
Breakthroughs.
You can log on to Instagram and find a motivational quote page on Instagram that tells you, you know, when one door closes, the other breaks up, and there's all these people in the comments crying about their breakups, and you can feel like that's your support group. Save your money. Save your money. Don't give this man your coin.
I'm going to recommend him to my friends.
You can just get a therapist. There are therapists available. Therapy is really just the way forward.
You do,
let me
you
tell
aunt.
You, as somebody who does a lot of it.
I love this for him.
Aunt.
I feel like he's really on his way to recovery.
Aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck,
we're
aunt.
Hoping the best, wishing the
prices.
Best for you, aunt. Yep. All right. Meanwhile, in people are gross news, no shock there, a new survey in the Metro UK says 30% of people, wait for this, only wash their sheets once a year, which experts say, I don't know why you need to be an expert, but they say can lead to bacteria buildups, itchy skin, and mites, Once a year? We literally change our sheets twice a week, which I think is a bit excessive, but Jordan's a little OCD. But, like, come on. You have to change your sheets at least once a week.
Who are these people? Why? Who taught you this way? Where are your parents?
Once a year. I'm going to tell you this. The people are single men. Single men have the stankiest beds ever. Like they don't be paid. Especially if they live alone. Have you ever been into like a bachelor pad and it's just like an 80-inch TV and a small bed? Like they don't know what they're doing. It's like young single guys.
Yeah, but those stats are way too high for it to just be the young single guys. Like, what is happening over there across the pond? Like, what are you guys doing? This is COVID. Like, you guys need to just get a little more
even
hygienic.
Even if it wasn't COVID, I'm going to need you to wash them sheets.
Yeah.
Even 100%. If you just go buy some new ones.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, change your pillows.
Gross.
All
Yuck.
Of that.
The poll also found out that a quarter of men only wash their underwear after they've worn them five times.
That's a lie.
Men are useless. Men are useless.
They only wash their underwear if they've worn them five times. Putting on fresh underwear.
Yes.
That's a top five feeling.
It really is.
You know?
When you put on your
Agreed.
Favorite
yes.
thong,
Agreed.
You're just like, ooh, it's clean.
Aaron,
it fits
thong.
Right.
Aaron, you're having a lot of good
put on a favorite
post-engagement.
Thong.
You don't put on your favorite thong?
Yep.
It's not comfortable.
Morgan, do you have your favorite thong?
Different lace thong every single day, and I'm
and
they're getting a little small now, and I'm still shoving them up there. I don't care, holding on.
These bitches are unreal.
It
like nobody
gift.
Loves to wear a thong. You trying to be cute for your man when you going on a date?
Every day.
You wear a thong every day.
Every day. There's some really soft, like delicious feeling ones.
You might have
the commando ones are also
amazing.
Good.
Am I in the same reality?
I'm gonna send you some.
I must got too much ass for that to be comfortable, honey. Because that sounds like a nightmare.
So. Nina, Erin's in a really good spot in her life.
Yeah,
she's getting all that post-engagement, like foreplay shit.
Day, she's trying to get to that aisle.
We have to take another break, but up next, can you survive the world's scariest haunted house? Nightly Pop, deep down inside, we all have a fear of missing out, but you don't have to because our producers have found some incredible experiences. And by incredible, I mean weird as hell as usual. So who's ready for FOMO or no-no?
Ready.
Woo. Okay, first up, McCamey Manor has been dubbed the world's extreme haunted house. We mentioned it last year, but so far, no one has ever made it through to claim the $20,000 prize. It is so terrifying, people have to sign a 40-page
waiver.
Wow. No.
You're
no
fine.
More. No more. No more. No more. No more. I quit. I quit.
You got 5 seconds.
I don't want to go anymore. I'm done. I want to go. I don't want to do it.
You really don't want to do this.
It's okay, done.
That's done. Done.
It's done. It's done.
Get him up.
Get him up.
Oh my, that is nuts, you guys. That's like crazy. I do not want to go anywhere near that man.
Absolutely not. Like, are you have to be insane to sign up for that. By the way, that is also like a 10-hour experience.
Oh, no.
You don't just do that. You do that and more. And that guy is like, he vets the people who go through it. He has to make sure you're physically in shape to get through it.
Psychologically.
Like, no.
No.
I'm going to go ahead and say no for all of us. Just on a whim.
No.
I just
and
feel like that's safe for all of us.
Help after.
Yeah.
Next up, I got a tasty treat for you guys. How about a huge scoop of crawfish ice cream? Oh my God, I'm so like, ugh. Red Circle, a Houston ice cream shop, serves this up for the holidays, making me nauseous. ABC Localish tested it out.
Instead of having to lick your fingers, you just come on in and try our crawfish ice cream. It tastes just like the real deal. It's crawfish season here in the South. It's a very, very popular item to eat. And I can eat crawfish by the pounds. I think I can make this flavor. Holy macaroni. It's crawfish flavored ice cream, all right. And everyone's like, God, it tastes so authentic.
Would you guys try it?
I would try it.
You would?
Yeah, it doesn't seem... At first, I thought it was like blended up crawfish, but it sounds like it just has
seasoning.
It just has that Cajun.
All right, Aaron.
I would try it just because... Not that I thought it would be good, just because I'm curious. I would, you know, one tiny little lick, but I wouldn't eat a whole thing of it.
Yeah, I would try it. Morgan, that's not part of your pregnancy craving?
I would try it. I'm gonna try it after the 9 months are up. Like, I think right now, that's just for me. I got to hold off.
Just for the weird factor of it all, I would do it just to be adventurous. But I wouldn't, this is not something I'm going back for. It's not anything I would be doing twice.
Yeah.
And I think fishy ice cream just doesn't sound amazing.
Not amazing, but you know what?
Oh, she said fishy ice cream.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a... It's sort of a yes for you guys, and it's definitely a no for me. We made up a third term. All right, before we go, Nina's birthday is on Thursday, but we could not wait. Nina, this has been months in the making, okay? Just wait. But Hollywood, they have come together to celebrate you, all right? So we hope you enjoy this very special tribute.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Nina. Nina.
I thought it was Nina.
Happy birthday, little sis.
What's up,
Nina?
We just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday, honey. We love you.
Happy birthday. Love you.
Oh. Remember this, though.
Nina.
Your birthday's every day, every second, every breath. It's your birthday. Another one.
You guys are so mean.
Nina.
I'm going to give you a huge happy birthday. I'm giving you a high five from far.
You didn't invite me to the party, so I'm just here in my office having shots in honor
of Nina.
One of the most beautiful.
That was Jason Kennedy's voice.
Happy birthday to Nina. You know, Oprah, I'll call you later, girl. I appreciate the well wishes.
Again, very happy birthday to Nina. It's not today, though. It's on Thursday. So that is it for us. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 11. Bye.